Okay, first of all, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Noach. Tonight's shiur is being sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Darren Blackstein in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Rabbi Blackstein's mother, Miriam Chaya Bas of Simcha Halevi. Alav Shalom, and Shalom Shav Aliyah. And the shiur will be L'il Nishmas. The yahrzeit is tonight, tomorrow, Gimel Marcheshon. I'm correct, right, Rabbi Blackstein? That's the right thing. Shalom Shav Aliyah. So Parshas Noach, of course, the main theme, certainly the first part of the Sedra, is the Mabul, the flood. Torah tells us in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, the first of the sources, Vayia Geshem al Arth, Arboim Yom, Arboim Lel, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. The Torah identifies it as Geshem. Similarly, later on in Perek Ches, beginning of the Perek and Pasuk Aleph, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to let the rain subside, Vayiskol HaKimis Noach, Vayiskol HaChai, remembered Noach and all the animals. In fact, we quote that Pasuk in Zichronos in Musaf Rosh Hashanah. At the end of the second pasuk, by Kala Geshem and Aretz, the rain stopped falling. So it speaks about rain. So being that that's the theme of the Sedra, and being that we just began a little more than a week ago on Shmini Atzeres to insert the phrase Mashiv Ruach Amor Geshem, or some say Mashiv Ruach Amor Geshem, that's the Moshe Shabbos, what the correct Nusach is. But whatever Nusach you say, we began saying that in the second bracha of the Shmini Atzeres. I'd like to speak about one Indian relating to that insertion of Mashiv Ruach. It's called Gvuros Geshomim. In source number three, the Mishnah in Brachos, in the fifth parak, Baf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, the Mishnah says, Maskirin Gvuros Geshomim B'tchias HaMeisim. We refer to, or we make mention of Gvuros Geshomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, his power concerning rain, in the bracha that's called Tchias HaMeisim. That's the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, which begins, Ata Gibor Lo Olam Hashem. That's why it's called Gvuros, Ata Gibor Lo Olam Hashem. And Mechayim Esim Ator ends Baruch Ados Hashem Mechayim Esim. That bracha is called Chiyas Amesim. We insert Gvuros Geshomim in the bracha of Mechayim Esim. Rashi explains there in Baruch Aslam and Gimel and Aleph in Source 4, Maskirin Gvuros Geshomim. That means Mashiv Ruach. She'ein Oloshim Bakosh, She'oloshim Askar V'Shevach. It's not a request for rain. We're not actually asking for rain. We generally don't make Bakosh. We don't make requests in the first three brachas of Shemana Esrei. They're brachas of Shevach. So rather than a request for rain, that comes later. That comes in Eretz Yisrael next week, on the 7th of Cheshvan. Next week, they begin saying Talamotor. We wait until the 4th of December, a little more than a month from now. But whatever it is, that's the request for rain. But the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of his might, that's why it's in the bracha of Gevura, Ato Gibor, and it's called Gevuras Geshomim, because it's a great power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it rain and so on. So we insert that into the second bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi says, Loshon HaSkar V'Shevach, and that's what we paskin in the Rambam. Hilchos Tila Perk Beis Alochet Tezvov, Source 5, Kol Yomos HaKshama Omer Bracha Shnia Morad HaGeshem, or Goshem, again, whichever your text is, that's the Moshe Shabbos Shia, not tonight. Again, I apologize for the confusion of the Mayim HaKomos. Hopefully you got the correct ones for tonight. Shulchan Aruch, Orachayim Simen Kuf Yud Dalet Tifalab, in Source 6, Maschil Al Omer Bracha Shnia Mashem Omer HaGeshem, Betzilus Musav Shal Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. We begin on the last day of Sukkot. We call that Shmini Atzeres. That's when we begin to say Mashem Omer HaGeshem. We say Tfilas Geshem. And it continues in Poskin Ad Tfilas Musaf Shem Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. We say that until Musaf on the first day of Pesach. Okay, that's the Psak. Now, this is a very important insertion. It's not just time that we insert it, but rather it's something which, if muffed up, can invalidate the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says in Source number 7, the Gemara in Tainus on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Chanina Hilchok Bimos Hachama. If during the summer season you said just the words Mashiv Ruach. Right, Rashi explains Mos HaChama means Minisan Arachag. Rashi in Source 8, Gimel Beis and Tainus says Mos HaChama, if during the summer season you say Minisan Arachag, Pesach time Nisan until Chag, Chag by itself was Mitzukas till Sukkot, you said Mashiv Ruach, you just said those two words. You said Mashiv Ruach. Okay, it's an Ein Machzirin, so you don't have to go back. It doesn't disqualify the Shemoneh Esrei. Rashi explains. The winds blow anyway. Okay, that doesn't make a difference. Not a significant insertion. However, continues the Gemara, Amar Morid HaGeshem. But if you said during the summer season, again, we're talking about, again, we have rain all times, in different climates in different places. I'd say it's several different climates. In Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, it doesn't rain pretty much from Pesach till Sukkot. Right? If you go to Eretz Yisrael in the summer, you need not pack a raincoat. Right? It doesn't rain. All right, that's the climate over there, and the place like that in America also. But anyway, but in Eretz Yisrael, so if you say Mashiv Ruach Morad HaGeshem, or forget Mashiv Ruach for the moment, but you say Morad HaGeshem during the summer, then Machzirin also. You have to go back And if you didn't finish that bracha, go back to the beginning of the bracha. Or if you realize it later, you have to repeat the whole Shema Esrei. Mazir no so. Rashi explains because the Rashi in Tanis Gimel Beis, the last Rashi in 8 Mordechai Geshem, he says, "V'kev and the boy Mitzvah lo yispal up to the Osoka Hogan." Because if you ask a Mata, rain, Mitzvah is Mata, which is rain, the same as Geshem. If you ask a rain during the wrong season, then it's a bad thing. Okay, it disqualifies Shmoneh Esrei. You don't want it to rain then. And even though you're not making a request, but you don't want to bring up rain now during the season when it's not supposed to rain, it'll ruin the crops, it'll ruin the harvest and so on. So therefore, you have to repeat. Okay, and Ba'omer Belomer to Geshem. Vishag Shomim Bekai, it's Simon Klohain. Right? It's bad news during the summer season in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, for it to rain is a bad thing. It's a Simon Klohain. That's how the Gemara says. All right, now, Tosis on that Dafin Tainas Gimel Beis on that Gemara, it's worse number 9. Tosis says, Dima Masel Mimos HaChamim, says, what if during the summer, you didn't say Lo Geshem Velo Tal, you didn't say Morda Geshem, you didn't say Morda Tal, said nothing, which we'll see later is in fact the Ashkenazic practice. In most Ashkenazic circles, you don't say anything. You just go, Ato Gibor La'olam Hashem Mechaim Meisim Anto Rabbel Shiyem Mechal Kachayim Mechesed. You don't say anything. So if you said during the summer, neither Geshem nor Tal, Ein Machzir also. Uvimos HaGeshomim, okay, if during the rainy season, the winter season, now, Lo Amar Mashiv Ruach, just left out Mashiv Ruach, okay, Ein Machzir also. But Lo Amar Mar Geshem Machzir also. Okay, however, says Tosis, Ochein. Okay, if you said during this time of year, you said Morid Atal, okay, instead of Morid Geshem, you said Morid Atal, so then you don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei because the praise regarding Tal counts for Geshem as well. So actually, those who daven Nusach Sfard or the Sfardim who say Morid Atal during the summer season, and so if by mistake you said Morid Atal now, you're okay. You don't have to repeat the Shemana Esrei. It's not right. You're supposed to say Morid Geshem. You said Morid Atal, you're okay. However, if you said neither Geshem nor Tal, you didn't say that now, then, and again, those Davenus Rashonos will never say Morid Atal, and you left out Mashmor HaGeshem, then you have a problem. Now Tosis, so that you follow that, that's the rules. We'll see in the Shulchan Aruch momentarily. So Tosis now says an important point. Tosis says, what if you're not sure? You know, and that could come up now. You know, it's only been a week that we started saying Mashmor HaGeshem. Now did I say, you know, half the time or half asleep anyway, we say Shmoneh Esrei? You know, you can't remember now. Did I say Mashmor HaGeshem or not? I don't remember now. Okay? Sofik. So, Eino Zochel or Shum Dov, I didn't say anything. So, Kol says, you know, I don't remember. So, the Tosfos says, Kol Lamed Yom for 30 days after Shmoneh Esrei, or after Pesach, whichever way you go, is Chazoka Mashulamud Hu Omer, Mashulamud Omer. Probably, if you're not sure, then probably you continue to say, you know, almost by rote, what you've been saying for the last half a year. Meaning, you know, let's say Davin Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say anything in between, you know, during the summer season. And now, we've been saying for a week and a half, Mashmor HaGeshem, and now you can't remember whether you said it or not. You just don't remember. It's a good idea to daven with a sitter. You remember, but let's say you didn't, and now you can't remember. So Tosfos says for the first 30 days after Shmini Atzeres, Mistama, you probably said what you've been used to saying for the last 6 months since Pesach, which means nothing. You probably went straight from Mechaim Eisim Atar Rosh Hashanah to Mechal Kachayim Bechesed. So Mistama, you didn't say Mashmor HaGeshem. If there's a suffix, you have to go back. Umachzir Misuffik Kol Am Yom. Okay, then he says the end about Zochreinu and Michamocha, the Aseret Mitshuva insert, which obviously, you know, you haven't been saying. Okay, but in any way, what Tosfos says is that if you're not sure, so for the first 30 days, the stomach, you probably said what you were used to saying for the last 6 months. And if it's the wrong thing, then it's the wrong thing. On the other hand, if it's after 30 days, you've already been davening now for a month since Shmini Atzeres, you know, sometime in, you know, it'll be the end of November, whatever. Okay, and now you're not sure. Now, Mistama, you said it. You've been dominating for a month already. You've been saying for 30 days already. You've been saying Mashmor. Mistama, you're not sure now. Mistama, you got it right. That's what Tosfos says. The cutoff point. It's based on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Tainus Parak Alav Alach Alav. So it's ten. Tani Nispal of any of them. My Hiskir. You dominate. Don't remember what you said. Amar Biyochanan. So it's ten. Kol Lama Yom Chazaka Mashulam and Hiskir Mikan Redach Mashat Zorach Hiskir. Again, it's a statement of Yochanan. That's what Tosfos is quoting in Tainus of Gimel Beis. This Yerushalmi in Tainus Parak Alav Alach Alav. Yochanan says, Mistama, you know, for the first 30 days, you said what you've been saying till now. After that, you probably got it right. So that's the statement of Yochanan. If you look, I printed in Source 11, the Korban Eda. He says, you're not sure, for example, you're not sure during the summer season if you said the Geshem or not, or Mashu Lomud Hizka, second carbonate in source 11, Paragraph Al-Khara, Mashu Lomud Hizka Mistame, Hizka Geshem Alotal, Kamoshu Lomud Mosak Shomim, right? Let's say during the, if you've been saying from Shmini Atzeres till Pesach, you say Mashmar Geshem, and now it's after Pesach, and maybe you're not sure, maybe you said Mashmar Geshem. Yeah, within the first 3 days, you probably did, because that's what you're used to doing, and that's no good. All right, I'm going to pray Moshe, I have it also. Therefore, he spells it out. But they go back this time and don't say Mashu word Geshem. And the same reverse. If you say, we saw this in Tosin, if you say Morad Atal anyway, so then in the worst case scenario, you said Morad Atal. So those who daven Nusa Sfard and who say Morad Atal, but many Ashkenazim do also, they've only gone in, and then that's caught on. It's more popular today, even for Ashkenazim to say Morad Atal. But those who do, so now let's say this week, today, you're not sure you said Mashmar Geshem. Yeah, but even if you didn't, you said Morad Atal, so you're covered anyway, right? You're safe anyway. But those who never say Morad Atal during the summer, then you're not covered. Then you didn't, then you said the wrong thing. That's what the Pnei Moshe points out. The Rambam doesn't mention his din about the Suffolk. Hilchos Tefila, Perek Gidol HaChachas, 13, the Rambam says, Mishato, Mosak Shomi made a mistake and he didn't say Morad Geshem or Morad Atal. So then you have to go back. But if you say Tal, this time you don't have to go back. And during the summer season, if you said Geshem, you have to go back like we said before. Shulchan Aruch prints these dinim in Simon Kuf, Yodal, Tziv Gimel. Again, I'm not going to read everything inside. You're looking for 14. I have all the dinim there. Mechaber first says, if you said Mashi Ruch Mimosa Chama, okay, or you didn't say in Mimosa Chama, Ein Machzir, that's all like we said. And the Ramoa says in the second line of 14 in Simon Kuf Yadal Tziv Gimel, the Anu B'nai Ashkenaz Lo Maskirin Tal. Okay, there are more paskins at the B'nai Ashkenaz, those Davinus Ashkenaz, do not say Mord Atal. Lo Mosa Chama, Lo Mosa Chama, we never say it. Not in the summer, not in the winter, we never say Mord Atal. So Rak Omri Mosa Chama, Rav Lo Shia Mechal Kachayim. During the summer, we just go straight from Rav Lo Shia Mechal Kachayim. And personally, I do say Mord Atal, but many people don't. And that's what Ramoa says. Ramoa says the Minig Ashkenaz, at least in his time, the standard Minig Ashkenaz. And it's still certainly the case in those who daven, let's say the Yekes and the Lifish Yeshivans and so on and so forth. Daven Nusach Ashkenaz do not say Mord Atal during the summer. They go straight from Rav Lo Shia to Mechal Kachayim Mechesin. So now, then in Sif Dalet he says, what if you made a mistake and so on? And we turn now to Sif Ches. So the Mechaber Paskin is Bimos HaChamo during the summer Im Nistapek, if you're not sure. Im Hiske Mord HaGeshem, I'm not sure what you said. Ad lamid yom b'cheska shiske geshem. The first 3 days after Pesach, you're not sure. Mistami, you said mashmar geshem, and therefore you have to go back. And there are more, but he doesn't say anything about the reverse case. He doesn't say there. Mechaber doesn't say anything about the person who forgot to say, who's not sure. Like say this week to now after Shmini Atzeres, he's not sure. Why? Because Mechaber said you're safe anyway. That's why. Because the worst case scenario, you said Mord Atal, so you're covered. But there are more pipes in right there in Sif Ches. Who adin ledidan? According to us, we Ashkenazim, the ain maskir and tal masachama in mistapik lam or nageshim masach shom kol lamid yom choser. The vada omar kamo shorogim. He said what he's accustomed to saying. Okay, but after 30 days, he doesn't have to go back. Okay, that's the din. The tour in Orchaim Simon Kuf Yud Dalad 15 presents a very fascinating machlokas with Ram Rutenberg and Abino Peretz. Okay, first he quotes the Yushalmi. Fine, the whole Yushalmi. Second line of source 15. By Rami Rutenberg, Rutenberg was one of the Gedolei Poske Ashkenaz and the Rishonim, sort of considered to be the last of the Balei Tosa, so to speak, the Rebbe of the Mordechai and the Ghost Maimonides and the time of the Rosh and so on. Anyway, so the Rami Rutenberg, we have many, many, many truths from him and Piskei Halacha, a very, very important central figure for Psak and Ashkenaz communities. So he says the following. Rami Rutenberg, Hayorogil Lomar, listen to this. Hayorogil Lomar Bishmini Atzeres, Birchas Ata Gibor Tishim Pa'amim Ad Mashiroch Mord HaGeshem. His practice was that on Shmini Atzeres, the day you begin to say Mashiroch Mord HaGeshem, he would say the phrase from the Shmoneh Esrei 90 times. Chaim Eisim Ata Gibor Olam Hashem Chaim Eisim Ata Gibor Olam Hashem HaGeshem Ata Gibor Olam Hashem Chaim Eisim Ata Gibor Olam Hashem HaGeshem. I don't know if he said Geshem or Goshem, whichever one he said, but he would say that phrase 90 times on Shmini Atzeres. The very first day, after we first introduced Mashmar HaGeshem for this season, he would say it 90 times. Why? Keneged Lamed Yom, Shomer, so Gimel Pamim, B'chol Yom. Because what do we say in the Tosas based on Yerushalmi? for 30 days, okay? And we're not sure, right? The case of guy is misupik. Our guy was misupik, and he's an Ashkenazi, so he doesn't say Mardatol. So we said for the first 30 days, Mistama, you said what you were accustomed to saying. But after 30 days, now what's 30 days? Three tefillahs a day. We'll leave the Shabbos out. The three tefillahs a day, right? Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. Three tefillahs a day, 30 days, 90 tefillahs. So the Psak of the Yerushalmi, with Tosfos quotes, is that after 90 times saying, you know, Mashi Ruach Ruach Geshem, Mistama, that's what you said. You don't have to worry about a suffix, and you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So Maram Rundberg took care of that 90 times in one day. He said, instead of 30 days, three tefillahs a day for 90 tefillahs, he said the phrase 90 times on Shemitah Tzeres. He said, that works. That works to basically form your habit, as it were, that now we can assume that if you're not sure, your stomach probably said it because you already had 90 times. What do you mean? I hadn't been 30 days yet. Yeah, but I did all 90 times in one day. That was the chap of the Ram Rutenberg. Where did he get such an idea from? Okay. So he says, he quoted a Gemara in Baba Kama, and we're going to see the Gemara at length inside momentarily, but just quickly right now. He says, we have the following din. A shor, an ox that gores, okay. So with the din is the first, we'll see the details momentarily. The first three times he gores is called the shor tam. Tam means a docile, regular animal, ordinary animal. After three times, he becomes a shor mu'ad. There's a nafkamina, how much of course, when he causes damage to another ox, to a neighbor's ox, so he causes damage to him, so he has to pay, if the first three times, he only has to pay half damages, chatz nezek, and after three times, he has to pay nezek shalom. Okay. So there's a question in the Gemara, we'll see, is it 3 days or three times? The ox scores on three consecutive days or three times even in one day? So the opinion of Reb Meir in that Gemara is, and that's what he quotes, Rayasav Perkei Tzarekel, the Omer Gabi Shoramud, Rikek Nigi Chosav Chayev, Kirv Nigi Chosav Lo Kol Shekein. The Gemara says if he gores over the span of 3 days, then now he becomes a shor mu'ad, and the owner has to pay full damages for any damage that the goring caused the neighbor. Okay, so Reb Meir's opinion, well, certainly if it does it in one day. If it's spread out over 3 days, that's enough to call him a mu'ad. Then certainly if it does it one day, it's enough to call him a mu'ad. That's the opinion of Reb Meir. We'll see if you disagree. But that's the opinion of Reb Meir. So the same Kal v'chomer, Maram Rutenberg applies here. He says, V'hochanami, kevin da'achar lamed yom, imu misupak ein tzorach l'asher, kol shekein tzari pomim yom echad. That's the parallel. What a wild source, right? The whole Torah is one unit. So he learns a din about a shor mu'ad. He learns the talamotar, to mashu korne geshem. That's Maram Rutenberg. Concludes the tour, second last line of 15. Rabbeinu Peretz, again, one of the balatos. This is because of lo chazina lo rabban shishi tzorfus to abdehoki. I didn't see the rabbis here in France. No one had that practice. What kind of wild practice is that? He says, she'ein anidon doma l'raya. It's not comparable to the shore at all. What's it? The hosam time of mishum shehuchsak liga. Here we've established a pattern. We've established that the shore is a wild animal. He has a tendency to gore, right? And therefore, the owner is responsible for being more careful to keep him locked up or leashed or whatever, right? Mimhuchsak gimel rechokos koshkin gimel krovos. But there, the Remeir will make the claim that if he becomes a wild animal over 3 days, even one day, certainly we're going to leave him a wild animal. I will guess him. Sheniskam tzol adover tali beherga l'shono. Here it's what this guy, not talking about his nature. No, this guy has a tendency to say mashu when I guess him. It's not his tendency to say it. Not defining his character. Here with the animal, we're trying to say, okay, it's no longer a docile animal. Now it's a wild animal. But with a person, we're trying to say, what's he accustomed to? What's his, what is herga l'shono? Lo amrin hachi. So therefore, Rebbeinu Peretz rejected this whole thing. But the tour concludes, V'adoni yove harashzal, hayonote l'soros haram, but the Rosh agreed to Maram Rutenberg that it does work to say it 90 times. That's why you'll see that some shuls, the yeshivas, they have a shtick. I do it in my shul. I'm not making fun. I do it in my shul. On the Simchas Torah morning, the sixth hakofer, we sing to a tune 90 times, Mashiach Ruach Geshem. Okay, it's a cute thing. They do it in some of the yeshivas. We dance around singing, and then the kids are keeping track of all the cute little shtick. Okay, and they do it in some of the yeshivas also, in some of the shuls. They say 90 times. One of the hakofas will dance 90 times to do this. You know, I was introduced by saying it's of questionable or dubious halachic significance, but anyway, that's a shtick in our shul and some of the Torah. Okay, anyway, some of the yeshivas do it like that. But the Beno Peretz rejects the whole thing, but the Rosh likes it.
Rabbi, let me say one thing. Just to, like, The Rambam Rutenberg Svara makes sense even without the proof from Bava Kamma. It just makes sense 90 times. Okay. It's his Svara okay, itself, but, like without the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Peretz says right. He's rejecting it because no one ever did it before. But even without, yes, I know the Gemara goes into this many times when I learned Bava Kamma. Yeah, but it makes a lot of sense even without the whole Gemara.
The only thing is you can now question the following. Or what are we trying? And really, as we'll see, that's really the crux of this machok is Rambam Rutenberg and Peretz. You're saying Rambam Rutenberg is illogical, like from a psychological point of view. Forget about
absolutely.
The
Rambam. Absolutely.
It makes certain amount of sense. On the other hand, you could argue that, and people do. It's like, you know, that if you do something in one, if you do something over the span of several days, then it sinks in more. Like, I mean, you know, I speak to students in the yeshiva, you know, if you cram for a final exam the night before, you cram all the information.
You'll
forget it 2 days later. As opposed to if you studied over X amount of time, remember it better. So, it's, you know, it could go either way. And that could be the machokas, the psychological question. It's a question of habit forming. You know, can you form a habit, you know, if you do it all in one day or it's spread out over time, it's more habit forming. So that could be, but you're right. But let's understand the source from the shore. Okay, so Pasuk says in Mishpatim, source 16, Parakaf Alav of Shmos, Pasuk of Yilam, go shore isha shore of Amaze. The shore belonging to a person gored the shore belonging to somebody else and killed the other shore. So Mochus Ashore Chai v'chotzu es kaspo. I printed and saw something in all the Rashi. We're not going to read that now. If you want to spell out how it works, you know, because what if the value is different? What if the shore that did the damage is not worth too much money and the damage was worth more, or the other way around? Okay, however you work it out, but it's called Chatzi Nezek, v'chotzu es kaspo. Because after all, you can't really blame the owner, right? I mean, my animal never did this before. All of a sudden, he went to berserk and he attacked your animals. So, okay, I have some responsibility. I'm saying it oversimplifying, but basically, the halacha is that the owner of the shore that caused the damage has to pay something. It's not fair that the victim should lose everything. His ox was killed, his animal was killed. But to make me pay as a shoma, what was I supposed to do? Keep him locked up? He never behaved this way before. Okay, but after three, then the next pasuk, the Lamed Rav, oh, no, Doc, Kishor Nagahum, but now it was known that he was already a goring animal. Yesterday, the day before, it was three times. So now we say to the owner, oh, you saw this animal had a tendency to be wild. You better keep him locked up. You had a responsibility to be more careful to watch him. And you have to pay. Shalim, shalim, short. You got to pay the full value. We call Nezek Shalom. That's the Pesukim in Parash Mishpatim. The famous Ibn Ezra on this Pesuk. Ibn Ezra says, you know, Ibn Ezra was fought with the Karaites, the Karoim. So the first Pesuk said, Ki Yigov Shor Isha, Shor Re'ehu. Which means the shore belonged to one person, gored, the shore belonged to another person. But Ibn Ezra quoted a Karaite called Ben Zuta, I think was his name. So he said, right, Kigov Shore Isha Shore Re'ehu, the shore gored his friend, the ox's friend. The ox gored his buddy, Shore Re'ehu, the ox gored his buddy, the other shore. You know, so Ibn Ezra shows it's wrong, grammatically it's wrong. And then he said, in general, I don't think a shore has any friend except for Ben Zuta. That's how Ibn Ezra said, okay, but anyway, but that's not what it means. But anyway, I printed all the Rashi there. So, but bottom line for our purposes, it's a short time the first three times, Shore Muad after. The third time. Actually, the Mishnah in Bava Kamma, we'll skip now to 18. The Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Chav Gimel Bay says, Ezel Tam, Ezel Mud. How do we define a Tam and Mud? So Mud means, Kol She'idu Bo, the Gemara, this is Rabbi Yehuda, Kol She'idu Bo Shlosha Yomim. 3 days. 3 days. Got to gore 3 days, we'll assume for now, 3 days in a row. Gore 3 days in a row, then it's something wrong, and then the owner had better be more careful. You have to pay Nezer Shalom. But and now, can you ever become a Tom again? So not our topic now, but it's in the Mishnah there. So it says, the Tom is Yachzibo Shoshom. Now another 3 days go by. He didn't call anybody. This is all Diver Yehuda. Okay, Diver Yehuda. Rashi explained in 19, Mishiachzibo Shoshom Yomim, meaning he sees other oxes. Nothing, you know, it's like the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that full Tshuva is when you have the opportunity to do it again and you don't do it. Then you did Tshuva. So it's the same thing with the shore, right? It's not that he kept them in the barn for 3 days. He didn't go on the other oxen. He didn't have the opportunity. In order to do Tshuva, you have to have the opportunity. All right, anyway. But the first part of the statement we're interested in now, according to Behuda, it's called Shehidu Bo Shlosha Yomim Diver Behuda. Rav Meir Omer Muad Shehidu Bo Shlosha Pe'amim. Three times, as Rashi quickly adds there in Chav Gimel Beis 19, Shlosha Pe'amim Afilu Biyom Echad. So it's Machokas, you're in a mayor in the mission. And then the mayor says, you become a Tom again when the kids can play with the oxen, it's not dangerous. Okay. But anyway, that's the Machokas. So the Gemara now on that mission, Chav Gimel Beis in Bava Kamma 20, says, my time of the Behuda. Why does the Behuda say it's got to be 3 days? So I'm our Baye, because the Pasuk. Okay, the Pasuk printed in Source 16. It said there, in Perkov Alav Rishmos Pasuk Lamidvav, Oh no da kishor nagahu mitmol shoshom. It's Pasuk Chumash. Yesterday and the day before. So therefore it says Abaye, Esmol Chad, Mitmol Trey, Shulshom Tlasa. So it means Tmol and Esmol, Mitmol, Mitmol means from, you know, on top of yesterday, the day before, Shulshom, the day before that. Okay? So therefore, three times. And now, Velo Yishmenu B'Alav, and you didn't watch him today, Asun Negicha Rabbi is now on the fourth Negicha, he's high already. So basically, Abaye is saying, Rabbi Huda got this one, let's say you learn the Pasuk. Kishor Nagahu, Mitmol Shulshom. And the owner was warned, and the lawyer Shmuel didn't watch properly. Now he's got to pay Nezek Shom, got to pay full value of the damage. So that's how Abaye said that. We learned that from the pasuk. It's got to be 3 days. Rava says the following: No, Tmol is Tmol Mitmol. It's the same word. That's one day. Shulshom is trade too. The lawyer Shmuel isn't a chayev. Kind of the way Rashi learns it. Okay, Rashi learns that there's a machlokas Abaye and Rava within the sheet of Rabbi Huda. Meaning, does it have to be? Yeah, 3 days, but it means already on the third day, that third negicha is already chayav nezek shalom, or it's after three negichas on the fourth day, he's chayav nezek shalom. Here the machlokas, that's why Rashi learns that that's the machlokas Abaye and Rava. Okay, that Abaye says that on the, it's after 3 days, the next negicha after day three, the next goring after day three, then he'll have to pay nezek shalom, but not on the third. And Rava says, no, according to Behudi, I pay on the third. Again, that's the Rashi in Chav Gimel Beis 21. Okay, so that's Rashi's and Machlokas. All right, hold that thought for a moment because Tosa said it's not the Machlokas, but that's the Shita of Yehuda. Bottom line, whether it's on the third or after the third, we'll come back to it. But Yehuda says, you learn out from the Pasuk, because again, the Pasuk doesn't say how many times, the Pasuk speaks about days. However you do the calculation, it speaks about days. Tmol, Shulshom, yesterday, the day before. So 3 days. So Gemara now asks, in the second line, the very bottom of Chof Kimmel Beis Mavakama, Remeir my time. So what does Remeir? Remeir says even happens the same day. Right? What do you mean? The Pasuk speaks about days. Who does sing Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk? So Remeir says, Tanya, Omer Remeir, now the top of Chof Dalam Alav, Richek Nigichosav Chayav Kirv Nigichosav Lo Kol Shekein. He says, no, the Pasuk means even if it's over 3 days, but certainly if it happened in 1 day. And the logic of Reb Meir is as follows. Let's say my ox gores another ox at 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And then on Monday at 12 noon. And then Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But a lot of time has elapsed between the goring, and that's 3 different days, but it's 3 different days. Therefore, the Torah says you're chayav already nezek shalom. So certainly if the animal starts acting berserk, he does it 3 times in 1 day, and that's also similar that we see that the animal is now a wild animal. If he did it over 3 days, that's enough to qualify him as a muad, right? That this animal is now considered a wild animal. The owner better be careful with him. Then if it happened in 1 day, for sure, that's the Remeir's response. Remeir is not unaware of the Pasuk and of Hanami. The Pasuk speaks about days. But the way Remeir seems to learn is if it happened in over 3 days, that's enough to make him a muad. Certainly, if it happened over 1 day, that's the Machlokes, Yehuda and Remeir. Then the Gemara goes on. I'm not going to read it anymore. It says we see from certain other cases where by a Zubba, a woman becomes in Nida, so it's days and not the amount of times. And so she sees several times in 1 day, it only counts as 1 day. Okay, a different point which we may get back to. The Tosas, let's go down to 23. Tosas, there, but become a Chav Gilmo Beis, going over to Chav Dalman Alf, Dir Masa Leish Mano Ha'idna, points out that although Rashi here learns that within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machokas, a bayan rubba, whether you have to pay Nezek Shalom on the third time or after the third time. Okay, and maybe it would be the same machokas, on the third day or after the third day. And maybe it would be the same machokas within Remeir on the third time, after the third time. But Tosas says Rashi himself changes mind. And Rashi himself, that's not a machokas. That everybody agrees it's after the third, it's on the fourth. How do we know? Because he quotes the Gemara Baba Basra. This is a Tosfos Baba Kama. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, which says the sugi there, Daf Chav Chesam Aleph, says the Gemara is pretty clear that it means after the third time. Because the Gemara there, we'll see the Gemara inside in a second, the Gemara there says, talks about Cheskas Abamez, we'll look at it now, 24, Cheskas Abatim, you know, there's a rule that if you have a squatter, a guy bought a house, right? I don't have any paperwork. I lost the paperwork. Right? I don't have any paperwork. But I've been living here for 3 years. So halacha, and now you come back and say, well, you're living in my house. Every once in a while, you hear this in the news. No, there's a squatter, some guy goes on vacation, comes back, and someone moved in. Okay, you hear the stories every once in a while, and they have even on the radio now. You know, you can steal titles. No, they have companies that'll protect your title lock, whatever it is. So it comes up. Can came up. The Gemara says Cheskes Abatim or other types of property, fields, and everything like that. It says Shalosh Shanim. Okay, if a guy lived there for 3 years and nobody said boo, now somebody comes up and says, "What do you mean? I never sold you this land. How come you're living here for 3 years? And I'm what do you mean? I've been living and no one said a word about it. You sold it to me. And I have a big machokas. Who, right? So the guy lived there 3 years with no interruption, no claims against him. Not that the guy's been fighting for all these years to get him evicted. He never showed up for 3 years. Now we can assume the guy lived there for 3 years. Okay, that's a Gemara mission. Baba Basra, first mission in Parak Ches Kedabatim, Chav Ches Amad Aleph. Okay, the Gemara on that mission, Chav Ches Amad Aleph, 26, the Gemara says, how did where 3 years? Why not 5 years, 2 years, a year and a half? Why 3 years come from? So Gemara says, we learn it from the din of Shor Amuad. We learn that from Shor, just like three is the magic number there. Three is the magic number over here also. Okay? But the Gemara says, but 1 second, look at the second line of 26. I ma Shor Amuad ad negich revias lo mechayev. 1 second. By Shor Amuad, you don't become chayev till the fourth time. So maybe we should say over here too, it doesn't become your land till the fourth year. Okay? So the Gemara says not the same thing, because if he didn't gore another time, he didn't pay anything. Okay, so the Gemara works it out. Not our issue now. But the bottom line is, says Tosas, now both Tosas here and our Sugim Baba Kama, back in source 23. And Tosas repeats the same thing in Baba Basur. Chav Chesim Lav 29, Dibba Masur Im Mashor. He says Rashi changed his mind. Rashi thought that was Machokas Abai and Rabba, whether by the shore you become Chayav after the third day or on the third day. But this Gemara says as a Dover Pashit, by Shor, again, you look at the second line there of 26, Ma Shor Amud Ad Negich Revias Lo Mechayev, the Gemara says explicitly that by Shor, you're not Chayev to pay Nezek Shalom until the fourth Negich, until after the third time. And there's no Machlokas about it. So therefore, it says Tosas Rashi changed his mind. That's not a Machlokas Abayin Rabba, because it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly, you're not Chayev until after the third. Okay, so you can't have anyone say that you're chayav on the third. And therefore, so what's a machokas abai and rabba? It's just how you read the psukim. Etmol, tmol, shilsham, oracles, mashmos, dorshin, ikibenayu. Just only machokas abai and rabba is not a practical machokas. They both agree you have to pay after the third day or not on the third day. But the machokas is exactly how you extrapolate it from the pasuk, how you expound the pasuk. Okay. I'm sorry? Yeah. Yeah, Josh.
We have by the Isha Katlanis.
We'll get to that. Yeah.
With the idea of saying it 90 times, maybe the whole idea here is that we have to repeat Shmon Esrei, because how could it be that you're not recognizing Kadosh Baruch Hu's power to bring the Geshem? Yeah. So by saying it 90 times,
you acknowledge it. You've acknowledged it. It's not a matter of habit. It's a matter of Yotzei. Interesting. Okay. You're right. As you're saying, that you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Powerful acknowledgement. Okay. Could be. Could be a background story. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Tosas in Baba Kama back in 23 quoted Rabbeinu Azriel, and in Baba Basra, it's Rabbeinu, and 29, it's Rabbeinu Ezra. It's the same person. There still could be enough community between Abai and Rava. Is what if the, according to Yehuda, the fourth Negich was on the third day. It was day one, it was Negich. Day two, day three. Fine. Nobody holds you have to pay Nezek Shalom on the third day. But what if there was another Negich on the third day? Then would you have to pay? The fourth time was still on the third day. Would you have to wait Mamash for the fourth day? Or no, once you have 3 days, now a further Negich on the third day it would be a problem. So maybe that's a Machlokas Abayin Rabba. Okay, that's a technicality over there. But bottom line, there now you see the Machlokas between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir. And now Rabbi Meir has that svara, maybe for Josh's reason, whatever reason, Rabbi Meir has that svara that if doing it over the span of several days already counts to tell us that a habit has been formed by this animal, then certainly if it does it in one day, and Maram Rutenberg says the same thing by Masher Chomer Geshem, if you do it over 90 times in one day, that also forms a habit just the way if 3 times a day for 30 days does it, then 90 times in one day does it also. I mean, a parrot says, no, this is not the same thing. We're not trying to, it's a whole matter of hergel, what the guy is, accustomed to doing, and you can't establish that within one day, right? It's not a matter of and over pattern and so on. Okay, so that's the machlokas. The Beis Yosef, there in Or Chaim Sim Kufi Yudalep Toma Mashu Mor Geshem, quotes the practice of Amram Rutenberg. The Sefer Tashbetz Cotton was a Talmud of Amram Rutenberg, so he quoted in his Sefer that Amram Rutenberg says this, and other people quoted from him as well, that was his practice. But he says, again, Beis Yosef himself doesn't have this consideration by Mashu Mor Geshem because he said Mor Tal anyway. So the worst case is not a problem. But anyway, that's what he mentions. And then he quotes the Ben Peretz, and he quotes the Mario Bob, who says that he thinks that it's not the same as the shore. Okay. He said that Herga Loshon, okay, he writes, Haloshon ain't a morgul called Kakashis Adover Echad Bikiru. He says, with an animal, you see, what's the point is by the animal? Okay, by the animal, you could say, okay, the animal on Sunday morning gored at 6 o'clock in the morning. Something happened, you know, I don't know, that upset it. And again, it happened midday on Monday. And again, it happened Tuesday afternoon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So you could say in each one, it was a mikre. Okay, it was a mikre. Whereas if it happened in one day, you know, he says that, he says, one second, let me find his language. Yeah, he says, the Hossam Shulateva Rash is ashore knocking. Hine Kashiyasanagicha Bakir of Mora Shuhutbabo. Okay, it's true. Now they did it several times in the same day, then it's his nature to do it. Okay, whereas if he did it over a number of days, we could come up with a teretz, you know, why he did it over a number of days. So if that's enough, nevertheless, to make him a mu'ud, so here it's certainly enough. Baba Khan, Hadova Tara Herigel Haloshon. Now look at the third to last line of the Beis Yosef there. Haloshon Eino Morgul Kokach Kashiasa Dovechad Bekiru. It's not this habit forming to do it. You did it one shot, that doing something 33 times a day over 30 days, that's a habit forming activity. To do it 90 times at once doesn't form the same habit. That's the machlokas. In the Shulchan Aruch, again, in Hilchos Tefillah, Simni Kufi Dal Baruch Chaim, Sif Tes 31, he mentions issue of the 90 times and so on. I'm not saying it in the same day, but he mentions it that the 30 days is, you know, the suffix, if you're mesupik, you don't have to go back for the first 30 days. But then he writes, the Ramor writes, v'chein ledidan, according to us, im omar ad mechal kechayim below mashu mor hageshem. Shmaskir mashu mor hageshem, v'chein im omar v'shmini atzeres tzadi pomim ato gibar mor hageshem, in the stopper achak, in iskir lo, chazok o shizkiro. That's the paskins, like the Ramor Rutenberg, Ramor paskins, this kula of 90 times v'shmini atzeres. That's why some shuls do it. But there's one problem with all of this. There's one big problem with all this. The Svara of Maram Rutenberg is based on Reb Meir, right? The Meir's logic that if it works 30 times, if it works, three times, you know, it says by shore, that if it gores three times in 3 days, that makes it a mu'ud. Certainly if it gores three times in 1 day. And therefore he says the same thing by Mashu Mor Geshem, 90 times 1 day works. Ask the Achronim, we don't pass him like Reb Meir by the shore. The Halacha is like a Yehuda. Look in the Gemara of Kamachov, Dalman, Alav, source 32. Amr of Nachman, Amr of Adabar, Abba, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Mahud. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. We don't accept Rabbi Meir's logic in by the shore. That's the Raman Paskins, Hilchus, this came up in Parak Babal, Alav, 33. Ezel Mahud, Kosh, Yibu, Shlosha, Yomim. 3 days. Abel, Nogach, Biyom, Echad, O Nosha, Choroi. It doesn't have to be gored. He bit, he stepped on whatever the animal did, whatever damage the animal caused. O bought, he kicked someone. O Nogach, he butted him with his head. Whatever he did, Afilu, Mei, upon him in the same day, Ein Zemud. So what's going on here? That's a drisha. And others asked the question. A drisha there in Sim Kufi Dal Nos Gimel 34. He says Yesh Makshim Halo Zel Diver of Meir. Marami Rutenberg, his name is also Meir, but still doesn't mean he can pass him like a Meir. We don't pass him like him in the halacha. He says this logic is Reb Meir's logic. And Perak Beis the Baba Kama Reish Tav Chav Dal Upliga Bihud and also Biosi and the Pasuk Shem Gemara B'chol Pasuk Gosav Biosi. Right, the Dafka Gimel Pum Gimel Yomim Nasmud below the Gimel Pum Yom Echad. In Cain, Ma Raya maybe Misoros of Meir, but I'm no Kamelam Hachi. What's Maram Rutenberg? It's very clever, but we don't happen to Paskin that way. Very clever to compare it to the Shor Amud with the Sheet of Meir and so on, but we don't Paskin like Meir. So what's going on?
I have two things to say about that. One, I think people are taking the Maram Rutenberg too seriously. But two, we don't pass him like that in when it comes to what's it called, to Nezikin. But we're talking about tefillah here, so it's not a
good. Hold the thought. Very good. Morgan Avram also asks the question. It's called Yigimel and Sim Kuf Yudalad. Okay, he says he brings the whole story, and they said, but we don't pass him that way. So he says more or less what you're saying. He says, no, see, with an animal, there's something else. Okay. He says, you know why we don't pass like our mayor? Because an animal, just the opposite we said before. You could argue that when it comes to a shore, you know why we say that three times in one day doesn't make a difference? Because maybe the animal is having a bad day. Okay. He woke up on the wrong side of the barn. Okay. Like, yeah. And so he's in a bad mood. And the way that Magen Avraham writes it, oh, sayoma avir mishune, there was something in the air that day. You know, like something said, there's something in the air, you know, something. And the animal was a wild mood. It doesn't mean he's a mood. But if he does it over several days, that does show a change in his behavior. That's why when it comes to a shore, taka, we don't pass it like a mayor. So it's like you're saying. Right there, taka, we don't pass it like a mayor because, you know, say it was a freak. It was a, you know, it doesn't mean the animal now has suddenly changed its tendency from being a docile a wild one day if it's had a bad day. You know, maybe he had a fight with Benzuta, you know, I don't know, but the point is that he was, you know, it was, you know, he was annoyed that there was something, you know, he saw red, whatever you want to say.
Good point. I didn't say I'm reading. It's a good point about the Magen Avraham. It is.
Yeah, yeah, that's what you're saying. So he said, however, when it comes to a person, okay, that the logic makes sense, okay? When it comes to a person, maybe we will paskin that way. And that's really rooted in the Meiri, by the way. The Meiri I printed there in Sugim Baba Kama Chav Gimel Beis, the Meiri in 36, the Meiri says that maybe that day, you know, Biyom Echad, look, I always read the end because he explains everything, but he writes, Shazer Hatshat Tomid, Biyom Echad Siba Hisha, there was something that happened that day. Okay, so therefore, Halacha Behuda Beha'adah, by Mu'ad, doesn't mean we say the same thing by a person. We're not going to say a person on this day, oh, he had a bad day, so he said, Mashmah Hageshem. Like, oh, they're not going to work. So that's the, that's one answer. I just wanted, before I get to another answer, which Rav Salvechik said, and Rabbi Huda really suggests as well, Rav Shimon Shkop, I have to put this in his Chidushim there in 37, in his Chidushim Baba Kama, Simon Mem, or another version of Lamed Gimel, he has a famous Hakira that they say in the Yeshivas and many things, the distinction between a Siba and a Simon. Okay, that's a famous, you know, analytical clear, analytical, precise analysis. Simon and a Siba. What does it mean? Here's how he explains it here. There's no Zala. You usually stop it, being on a shore. Now, we say that after shore, what do we say? Okay, that after certain times, Shanasa is a Shinoi Betiva Liga. Right now, this animal has changed its nature and it's become a wild animal. In Bo Shinaza Al Yedei Hergal Hanagichos, do we say that because the animal is now gored several times, then that's what it's changed its nature? Right, it has changed its nature. Before it was a dasanam, and now it gores several times over whichever sheet you hold, like over several days or several times a day. The animal's changed its nature. It's just the three gorings are in effect a siba, okay, for the animal now changing its nature from having been a docile animal to a more wild animal. Oh, shayidei shenoga gimel amar makirim tivo shoshor shulmaka. No, it's a simon goring three times. So this is a wild animal. This has been its nature for various reasons. Maybe it didn't gore before, but it's a simon. It's not that it changed its nature now. It's a simon that it is a wild animal. How do we look at it? The bepachos mizano tomeka. Other than that, but less than that, it was just a happenstance. So that's the famous siba or simon. It's a three times a siba that because it's now gored three times. Now we have to call it a short nakon. You know, we it has changed its nature. Well, no, it's a simon that the nature has changed. That's the Reb Shimon. So he says, that is the machlokas in the Ram Rutenberg and the Rabbeinu Peretz, he says. He says, you know, he quotes the machlokas. So he says on the fourth line there, Rami Rutenberg, he brought the right from Shoramud, like we said. Rabbeinu Peretz, Docha, Arayah, so the Beshor, time of Shum Shuchsa, Rome Shum Shuhurgo. So he says, and he quotes the Beisosim, Rav and all the people of the Rush held like Ram Rutenberg. Okay. So he says like this. Hine Muchach, three lines on the bottom, towards the end of the line. Hine Muchach, Daram, Marumberg, Sober. The Muad, who, Shehurgal Ligach. Muad means that the animal is accustomed to goring. Beninza, the Shinoi Tiva, whom is Sibas, Hahergal. The change in the animal's behavior, was caused, so to speak, this Sibas was caused by this tendency now to gore. The animal is to gore three times. He obviously has a tendency to gore. It's changed his nature. Okay. Balkane, Dome Le'inyan Herga Loshon Ba'odom. It's like the person. If you've done it several times, so you've changed your habit. you now are, you've changed your habit to say Mashmona Geshem by doing it so many times, right? Doing it 90 times over 30 days, you've changed your habitual behavior. Okay. And therefore the Marmon Rittenberg says, well, if it works in one day, if it works over 30 days, it'll work in one day. Just like with the animal works over 3 days, it'll work in one day. You've changed your habit, right? It's a Siba. But a parrot sober, the Bumuad ain't no Ella his galus tiva shall ashur. No, the Muad just means it reveals the nature of the animal. Okay. Hainu Shaba Atzmus Ashur, Yeshifa Lindor. This animal that likes to gore. Well, the only thing is we didn't know that until it did three times. Calls Manchalara Inu Shogekamo Hainu Tolim Mimikri. So it just happened since. Okay, you know, but not true, but by a person. What do we say about a person? Oh, now that he did it 90 times, we see that this is a person who has a tendency to say Mashmo Kara Geshem. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, I mean, we can't say that. This guy always had a tendency to say Mashmo Kara Geshem. There's no kind of tendency by a person. You're talking about habit forming. So then, I mean, that's the Marmon Rittenberg, right? We see that you've done something X amount of times and that forms a habit. So this animal gores three times and this animal habitually is a shor nogea. But from here further, that's the Siba. Whereas according to Rebbe Peretz, the whole three times is simon that this is by its nature, it always has been an animal that had a tendency. You can't apply that to a person. So you see how he spells it out? So again, you could argue that there's a difference. It could be that by an animal, you know, we say one way, and we say, you know, we won't accept Rameir's logic that Maram Rutenberg will say that even though by the animal we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't say that the habit is formed after one day. You know, maybe like we said before, it's like a bad day, like a Magen Avraham says, with a person it will. So anyway, that's his analysis. No, to be Huda, you hear the Shimon Shkop, he's saying that this machlokas Maram Rittenberg versus Rabbeinu Peretz is really a machlokas in how we understand muad. Is muad reflective of the animal's change of habit? Okay, that now this animal is habitually a wild animal that gores. Or no, it's the change never had. There wasn't a change of habit. It's just a simon that this is a wild animal. We didn't know it before because we didn't see it. We thought, okay, maybe gored once or twice. It just happens then. Now they're gored three times. And no, this animal has a tendency. You know, has a tendency to gore, right? So if that's the machokas, so now you can say, does this carry over to a person with Lashon Hara Geshem? If it's a matter of habit forming, so then you can argue, well, habit forming, maybe by a person also can form a habit. We don't say that you can have a habit the same, Lashon Hara Geshem. So if you did it 90 times, that forms a habit. Whereas Rabbeinu Peretz says, no. And he'll say even in one day. Rabbeinu Peretz says, no. It's not the same thing. By a person, we're not looking to form a habit. By an animal, he learns it's not an issue of a habit. It's an issue of the natural tendency of the animal. There's no natural tendency to say Mashmo Kara Geshem. So that's how Shimon analyzes. And possibly you could make a distinction within the Shita of Rameir. The Rabbi Yehuda, there's a different approach. Rabbi Soloveitchik really said this also. The Rabbi Yehuda says that fundamentally, this is the Chubas Madur Kama Or Chaim Sim Chavvot. Yeshua Derech Shri Shagam Yehuda Model as far as Rameir. The fundamentally Yehuda agrees in principle with Rameir that if it works over a longer span of time and over a shorter time, it's also going to work. Kavachomu svarim alia. Okay? But the Behuda says there are other cases in halacha where we see that even though the kavachomu works, the Torah doesn't recognize that. Okay? For example, by a nida, we say a woman bleeds one day that, you know, multiple times, only counts as one by a zova. Okay? Even though the kavachomu, in a certain sense, makes logical sense, and he brings other examples. Okay? So, I'm not going to read it, but he lays the groundwork. And I'll just look quickly at some of the other sources which Rav Soloveitchik marshaled in this connection. Okay, there is a Gemara in Sonal before. Okay, Mishnah Yevamos Samach Dalam Aleph. The Mishnah says 39. Nasa Isha, man married a woman and they could not conceive, no children, and they stayed 10 years. Nasa Isha v'shoyim esher sham al yodon. 10 years couldn't have a baby. So, Eino Rishai Levato, he's not like, he has a mitzvah approval. Man has a mitzvah approval to procreate and have children. So, either he should divorce her or marry a second wife, which was allowed in those days. Okay, if he does divorce her, so, Muteresli Nosel Akha, she can go marry another man, because who says the infertility was her fault? Maybe it was the problem with the husband's hormonal imbalance, whatever it is that, you know, causes it. Maybe it was a problem with him. So, therefore, she can marry somebody else. Okay, and he can stay and try and have children for 10 years. Now, the Gemara on that mission, the mission was on Samad Adam, the Gemara on Beis in 41 says a second husband can marry, but not a third. If already two husbands have lived with her 10 years and she couldn't have any children, then obviously there's a problem with her. And so a third husband not allowed to marry her unless he's already done Puravu or something, but they're not allowed to have to take care of Puravu. Okay? So Gemara says this seems to be a machlokas. Why after, maybe it should be after three. So it's actually a machlokas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a chazok, a pattern halacha established after two times, but after three times. And the source of that, and this Mishnah is apparently like Rebbe, because Rebbe says after two times, if the two husbands not even able to conceive with her, so then she can't marry a third one, if Puravu is a consideration. Where's the parallel case? The Gemara says, the Brisa says by Bris Mila, famous case of Mesu Echov Machmas Mila. Let's say a couple of Rachmanah has a baby boy, and they give it a Bris, the 8th day, Rachmanah's son, the baby dies. Okay, which is not today, a hemophiliac or some kind of blood issue. Today it can all be treated, but at that time, the baby dies. Okay, Rachmanah's a terrible tragedy. Now they have a second baby boy, and they do a Bris Mila for the second baby, and he dies also. So Rebbe says, Shlishi lo tima, they have a third baby, don't do it. Don't do it. Because obviously there's something in the family here, something genetic or whatever it is, that they can't have this type of procedure. So you don't do a bris, you're potter. You don't do a bris in the third. And Shimon Gamliel said, no, you got to wait till the third you'll do, but not a fourth. So machokas, whether you need two or three. In connection with that Gemara, the Gemara said, well, maybe not the same machokas, Mila is different than Isun. After all, it's a life and death situation. Here it's not. Then the Gemara has another situation. I'm saying outside just to save a few minutes. Okay. Let's say you have a woman who marries and the husband dies. And then she marries somebody else and he dies also. You want to be the third husband? What do they call that? The black widow, I think, or something like that. So all the husbands keep dying. So I'm not saying she did it, but like that. So the same question. So she's called Isha, someone mentioned before, Katlonis. I mean, literally, she's not a murderer, but they're her husbands, Now, there are all kinds of exceptions, if he was killed in a car accident, whatever it is, but I won't go into the details now. It's not our issue. Anyway, in the connection with that Gemara, so that's a Machokas, Rebbe, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. All right? So the end of the Sugya, 45, skip down to the end of the Sugya, the Gemara asks, Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, came to Rabba, and he complained. He said, I asked the Rav Yosef, the chief rabbi, I asked the Rosh Hashiva, is the halacha like Rebbe? Yes. So halacha like Rebbe, two times enough. Then I asked him another time. Then the next day I asked him, is halacha of Shimon Gamliel three times? Amrli in. I said, yes. So Rabbi Rivers said to his father, what is he? Achuche achich be making fun of me? I mean, you're right, and you're right. How can you both be right? No, so you're right too. Now, that's a joke, but that's in the Gemara also. That's in the Gemara. How could he? I asked him, is halacha two times enough? He said, yes. I asked him, halacha three times enough? Yes. Which is it? So Rabbi explained to his son, no. It depends. Each case is different. By Nisuin, by the case of marrying the wife, the Katlanis, and other cases, the halachas like Rebbe, and by Vestas, Shoramuah, the halachas like Rav Shimon Gamliel, need three times. Okay, and the Gemara goes to all the cases there. Okay, so depends. Sometimes two times is already enough to make a chazoka, and sometimes you need three. So that's what Rav Yosef was telling the Talmud. Sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong. He's passing different times, different ways, different cases. So in the riff on that Gemara, put the Rashi, so look it up. It's an important sugya. One of you alluded to it earlier. The riff on there in Yavama says on Chafam and Aleph Moreh Chafam Beis, the page of the riff, he says, why by Mila, we say two is enough because it's suffering nefashas. We don't take a chance with the life of a third baby, right? And then Mukhi Yosef on that riff says, that he says when it comes to sakonis nefashas, okay, so then we're going to say two times enough. When it comes to being motzi mamon, like by Shor HaMu'ud, then we're going to acquire three, because I'm motzi mechaber al haraya. You need more proof, so three times. All right, so in this connection, Rav Soloveitchik said, now there's a Rav Chaim, in Ilchus Rabbi Paragdal Alach Yud Beis, and I'm staying outside, in source 50, but he discussed the following thing. Okay, there is a Mishnah in Nida, Yud Aleph Mud Aleph, 51. The Mishnah says the following. We know that according to the Torah, after a woman has a baby, so she has, if it's a boy, she's tummy for 7 days, then tar for 33 days, even though she might be bleeding. Doesn't make a difference. That is dam tar. Midaraisa. Today we're machmir, but midaraisa, dam tar. If it's a girl, 14 days tummy, 66 days. The beginning of Parsha says we have 66 days tar, dam tar. So let's say a woman experiences some type of bleeding during the, let's say she had a girl, during the 66 days. So should she check or not? you know, should she be bodekas to see if she's establishing a period or not? So the Mishnah seems to imply there need your Rabban Aleph. Don't bother, because even if it is her period, even if she is Damnit, it doesn't matter. She's tar anyway. Right? It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have a halachic impact. Right? The good, she'll find out she's a need. It doesn't matter. During these 66 days, the Torah says she's tar anyway. Again, nowadays, Rabbanan were matter. But I'm tar. So what's the idea? Okay, that's the Gemara said, you're off in 53. Tivdog dima kovel of eses. Because I'll tell you why she should check. Because we want to establish a pattern. You know, at what intervals does she menstruate? Good, there's no halachic ramification. She's a dumb Torah anyway. But maybe she should establish, you know, for establishing a vessel, establishing an interval in terms of when she bleeds. So apparently no, because, and this is what the Reb Chaim says, in order to establish a pattern, it has to be what we call a re'iya hamechayeves. It has to be a discharge of dam that has halachic import. What do you see from there? That sometimes the establishment of pattern is not enough. It has to have a halachic status. The Rav developed that. It's printed in the Rishimah Shumra, Rakman's Rishimahs. They're not Sugim Baba Kama, Chav Gimel Beis in 55. I'm going to say it outside, but it's Kedai to read through it. Okay. He says the following, and we'll read a little bit of it. When it comes to becoming classifying a shor as a shor hamuad, so here's a surprise. The Rav said, Yeshnan Shtei Halachas. There are two dinim. Okay. Look at the last line on that page here. Aleph birur beis chalos shame. One thing is yes to be mevarer. Is this short to clarify? Is this short a wild animal or a docile animal? Yes. But there's also something called a chalos shame. It's a brisker analogy. A chalos shame muad. This animal is now labeled a muad. So the Rav said as follows. Really, in order you could argue that in order to establish a pattern, maybe two is enough, like Rebbe says. But in order to establish a chalos shame, that you need three. Okay, that's what the Rav is analyzing here. And then he says, he brings it over to our sugya, the Machlokas of Meir Yehuda here on Daf Chav Gimel. He says as follows, Remeir's logic is right. If a pattern can be established over several days, then you can establish a pattern one day. He's right. But, so the Rav says, Rebbe Yehuda, but it's not enough to establish a pattern. You have to have a chalos shame shor muad. And when do you have a chalos shame shor muad? The pasuk says, shor nagachu mitmol shalshom. When has become labeled as shor nagach? That you need 3 days. I remember the kavachomer. So we say, yeah, I agree, your kavachomer is right. But that's not enough to establish the animals as shor muad. That's what the Rav's, I'm saying out the Rav said. Yeah.
Rabbi, I think this is. I'm not sure if Rav Lichtenstein might have said this when we learned Bava Kama, but I think this is very similar to the Siman and Siba, because a halo shame is a Siman.
Yeah, you're right.
And the Birur is really the Siba, and it's very the Shimon Shkup and the Rav are very saying very similar things.
Yeah, and then, you know, it's not rare the Shimon and Chaim had, you know, they're different terminology and so on, but you're right. Economic.
No, but I think it fits in. Yeah. Okay.
The same thing. So the Rav brought in. It's not in here, but the. If you look, and I printed the sugya daf mem aleph, okay, there it talks about an animal goring, and it says, you know, goring a person, okay, and I gore a person, an animal gores and kills a person, then you have to kill the animal right away. But it says you don't have to pay kofar a certain fine unless it kills three people. So the Gemara asks, I'm going to come mem aleph one aleph 50. That was a Mishnah on mem aleph one aleph in source 56. 58, the Gemara asks, what do you mean? He's supposed to kill the shor. How can I do three times? Supposed to kill it after the first time. So how did I get to three times? The Gemara said, well, maybe, the Gemara has a food. Maybe it was, he did it with animals, and now he did it with a person. The Gemara said, no, it's not the same. Mudla behema is not mudla adam. Maybe he did goyim in it. What do you mean? If we're trying to establish a pattern, what's the difference who the victim was? So Elamai said, the Rav, no, you see that the pattern of has to be, well, let's say a shor killed another shor, but the shor shall have to. And you have to pay. There's nobody to pay, right? The third animal that gored was, or the third day, was a shor shel hefker. So who would have to pay? Nobody. It was a wild animal in the field somewhere. So that's not enough to label it a muad. It has to be, just like we said by Nida, it has to be a ria hamechayeves. So too, by the shor, it has to be a negicha hamechayeves, right? It has to be a negicha that's mechayev something. But why? Because you have to have an establishment of a chalos shame. Now, once you say that, so now come back to our issue. You could say like this. Really, Rav Meir's Kavachomer is right. But when it, and it's like Rucham said, it's like them from Shimon. Really, Rav Meir's Kavachomer is right. If you can establish a habit over a span of many days, you can establish in one day. but we don't paskin like him by shor. You know why? Because that's not the only thing we're looking for. We're looking for a chalos shame, and that needs 3 days. But by Masha Ruch Nageshem, says the Maram Rutenberg, we're not trying to establish a chalos shame. This guy is a guy who says Masha Ruch Nageshem. Nonsense. There's no chalos shame. We're trying to say, has he formed the habit to say Her Galosh? Has he formed the habit to say Masha Ruch Nageshem? Yes or no? So if three times in 30 days, for a total of 90 works over a span of 30 days, it works in one day also. Meaning even a Behuda agrees with the Kal v'chomer, a mayor. It's just that by Shor, we don't paskin that way because, like the Rav said, because we need something else in Shor. We need the establishment of this chalos shame. And that needs 3 days. Nothing to do with the Kal v'chomer. But there's no such chalos shame when it comes to Mashmah and Geshem. Again, Rabbeinu Peretz rejects the whole thing. He says it's not the same. Okay, but anyway, that might be the shita of Ram Rutenberg. Even though we don't paskin like a Behuda by Shor, we could still paskin. I'm sorry, we don't paskin a mayor by Shor. We could still paskin like him by a person. And therefore, the trick, right? That's the Shulchan Aruch. Ram paskins. This trick works. I mean, I don't know. You know, the poskim say that this works. In fact, the Ksam Sofer, as we'll finish in Source 60, the Mishnah Berurah, it's caught in Mem Aleph, says, you know, really, it says, you should do it, you should really do it 100 times, not 90 times. And others say 100 because of the Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, over a month. And some say 101 because Ein Adome, someone who learns 100 times, someone learns 101 times. So you have a little bit of playing around a little bit, playing around the bit, or just the analysis in the Achronim about it. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. But Lamaisa, the poskim do take this seriously, and that's the suggestion of Ram Rutenberg. Does it work if you sing it to a song? I said to people, I'm not sure. Well, if you sing the Shmoneh Esrei to that same tune, it'll work. I'm not sure it'll work otherwise. But Lamaisa, that defends this practice of Ram Rutenberg. Very interesting, I think, psak in Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Tefillah, in Mashmah and Geshem, based on a din by Shor Amud. Wish everybody a guten Shabbos and a wonderful weekend.